Major mistake. I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
It's January 11th, the greatest day ever. On the 11th of January, 1973, Major League Baseball's American League voted to institute the designated hitter. This controversial rule change ensured that aging, out-of-shape players who can no longer bend over to field a grounder can still make millions swinging for the fences.
Swing and a miss.
And striking out. Have a great January 11th, the greatest day ever.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's 7 o'clock already.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster.
It's my mom, and I'm fighting with all my heart to find her.
17 bodies have been found since Tuesday's mudslides in Southern California, with 17 people reported missing.
This is going to be a long and difficult journey for all of us.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says about 75% of the affected area has been searched now. At least 100 homes have been destroyed by the mud and debris in areas where the ground was loosened by last month's wildfires. A warning for Americans to stay away from parts of Mexico.
The State Department giving five Mexican states the strongest do not travel advisory, putting them right along war-torn countries like Syria and Yemen. All five states, Tamaulipas, Sinaloa, Colima, Michoacan, and Guerrero, are hot spots of drug cartel activity.
Fox's Mike Cantor, the warning does not apply to Mexico's main tourist destinations like Cancun, Los Cabos, Puerto Vallarta, and Mexico City. Fox News. We report, you decide.
You found a morning show that sometimes speaks for itself with Greg Budell.
I'll bake ketchup on meatloaf.
You put ketchup on the top of it, and then you put it in?
That's white trash.
Whoa. Jay Scott.
How come you don't hit him?
Go gadget arms. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You'd have totally smacked me.
I'd have beat the living snot out of you.
Emily Hayes.
I'm out. No, I'm kidding.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
What was the toy? Rock'em Sock'em
Robot.
Rock'em Sock'em Radio.
So slice that meatloaf thin and make a sandwich big enough for four. Here comes three men and a lady.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Well, Jay Scott is out of town in San Antonio telling stories about the people he works with back here.
Ooh, that woman got a mouth like an outboard motor. All the time.
Yay fun!
Who was in charge of Kellyanne's eyebrows this morning?
Okay.
Wait for the tight shot of her face.
They look like they're drawn on her head.
Yeah, and she is fired up about something. You see her just go.
Oh, it's the dossier, well.
What's up, Kellyanne Conway? Who did your eyebrows?
Who did the dossier?
Bum, bum, bum!
Who paid for it?
I did.
That's one way to get your name in the news.
I did. Can we put it to rest now? Can we just focus on being good Americans?
Al Gore, Rich, says that this climate crisis...
The cold,
is because of climate change, but isn't it just January?
It's just January,
Isn't it kind of common to have cold weather?
It's cold weather, yeah. It's global warming. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
He should just stick to the stuff he knows, like the internet.
It's all about the money. Follow the money. 706.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Just enough sprinkles and light drizzle out there to get the windshield wipers going every once in a while. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, very spring-like today. We had 65 2 days ago, 69 yesterday. How about low 70s today? How about yes? Spotty showers possible from time to time today and this evening. Showers become more likely late tonight in the overnight hours and through midday tomorrow as a cold front swings through the state and brings dramatic changes. High tomorrow, well, really there won't be. We'll be around 60 at dawn, falling into the 50s, then windy, falling into the 40s, then falling into the 30s, and then 30 by dawn on Saturday morning. Saturday's high with a cold, raw winter's day, but plenty of sunshine. Will be in the 40s, but it'll feel more like the 30s. Sunday morning's low, 24. Sunday's high, 42, maybe, if we're lucky. And another surge of cold air arriving next week. This latest Arctic outbreak will last for about 6 or 7 days, and then we have a January thaw after that. More on my morning video this morning. Check it out right now. Cloudy skies, drizzle in the area. Temperatures 62 at Danley, 63 at Maxwell. East winds at 7 miles per hour at 7:07. Listen, I want to talk to you about Plumbing by Luke Grier. I had that whole house plumbing inspection done, which is great peace of mind. They come in, and in my house, it took about, I don't have a big house, it took about 30, 35 minutes, and they check everything inside and out, up and down, for potential problems that could be a big problem later on. My neighbors across the street and just down a few houses came home and to a flooded home because of a problem they didn't know that was lurking. So these home house plumbing inspections are really great. They're good peace of mind. You might want to check it out at Plumbing by Luke Grier, our friends. That's right. Plumbing by Luke Grier, second to none in the River Region. And they never charge overtime, so if you have a problem anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can give them a call. And they're reliable and professional, courteous, and prompt. So, as they say at Plumbing by Luke Grier, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Grier, 264-9666. Tell them I told you to call. Or visit them on the web, acbyluquegrier.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
I was just checking my Facebook correspondent, and here's today's cat fact.
Cat fact.
Okay.
Yay.
From Nate. Who wants to feed you these?
Since about 1955,
Disneyland
has used cats to catch rodents and other unwanted vermin who tried to make their home at the happiest place on earth.
Did you know that?
We were too poor to go to Disney. I've never been.
But some cats have.
I'm sorry to hear that, Patches. I didn't realize.
We're dependent on you, son.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have that song? Is it the Association that sings Wendy?
Uh-huh.
Do you have that?
Well, it may or may not be accessible. I'm sure I can get it on YouTube.
Because one of you said, I think you said something about it being windy. And now it's just in my head.
It's here, but it won't let me pull it out of the system.
Son of a gun.
I know.
I don't ask for much in life.
I can get you Woman, Woman by Gary Puckett.
No, that's not what I want to hear.
I can get you one of the greatest voices that ever sang a song on any radio
Elvis
station.
Elvis Presley?
A female.
Oh, me?
Oh my gosh, it's Mama Cass Elliott on the radio at 10 minutes after 7. We've got these words of love here.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never.
No.
Let's play it.
You ought to know by now. You ought to know. You ought to know by now. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win anymore.
Wow.
If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never been before.
Belt it out.
Worn out places and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go.
No.
Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her.
Oh, Mama Cass.
Anymore.
She's dead.
Anymore.
There you go. That's one of the great voices ever.
Really enjoyed that.
I enjoyed
the bonus school of broadcasting, too.
I know, that was awesome.
It was pretty fantastic.
And the background vocals he was doing, he was karaoke-ing.
I mean, Rich, we've got to karaoke.
I hope Rusty caught some of that. I had the privilege, when I was a $2 an hour talk show producer.
Yeah?
And this is only months before she died. She came to the radio station, and she was on the Joel Sebastian show that I produced.
Yeah.
She was such a graceful, she was a large lady, but she dressed beautifully. She moved like a cloud. She really did. She just was so incredibly classy and graceful and nice to everybody that she met.
Doesn't her personality ooze? It really oozes out.
It does. And damn, I mean, what a shame. What a great voice.
27 years old. We're doing Creek Alley next week, which is the kind of like the autobiography of the...
You could do a different song. We could do a whole Mamas and Papas week.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, I'm all for it. It's better than what I had lined up. We don't have Trader Joe here anywhere, do we?
What? Huh?
Trader Joe?
Trader Joe.
I missed it. We're blowing up over here, y'all.
It's a talk show after all.
I'm just a simple person.
I got a thing. Somebody noticed that Trader Joe's restaurant menu has a lot of five-syllable items on it.
Oh.
And they made a song.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to in a musical mode here.
Mini beef tacos, oven-baked cheese bites, super burrito, pita bite crackers, pesto and quinoa, maple leaf cookies, cracker assortment, mini marshmallows, organic popcorn, mandarin orange chicken, candy cane green tea, three-layer hummus, gluten-free JoJo's, five cheese Greek spiral, shelled edamame, Stella di Notte. The delicious cookies, where do they all come from? All the delicious cookies, you know Trader Joe's has some.
That's good. I've never been in a Trader Joe's.
Neither have I. I've heard of it.
So playing Mama Cass has inspired ladies to call in.
Well, let's talk to them. Who do we have on one?
On one is Smurfette.
Hey, Smurfette.
How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for the Throwback Thursday.
Hey. That's right. What a great excuse to do that,
That's
huh?
a good reason, yeah.
I know, right? I haven't heard that one in forever. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's so good.
It's inspiring.
My neighbors think I'm crazy. So I'm totally
see, that's the
hard.
Benefit of listening to a show like this, because we not only know those songs exist, we have the courage to play them.
And you know what? We don't have any rules.
And play it loud.
That's right. We can break the rules because there aren't any rules here.
Yeah.
No, we can't say.
Well, they're more like guidelines.
We can't say certain words.
Guidelines, suggestions, whatever you feel, whatever you want to roll with, rules. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. That was fabulous.
Okay.
Play it again.
We'll do something from the Mamas and the Papas next week. I got Creek Alley lined up.
Nice.
Except when we do it, let's play the whole song.
Okay, that sounds good. And also a couple of Southern rock songs. Southern rock.
Like old Southern rock or current Southern rock?
Well, old Southern rock.
Okay.
Like from Mobile, Alabama.
What you got? You got some Wet Willie?
Wet Willie.
Great Saint Groceries.
Wet Willie.
Mona Lisa was a man.
Some Elvin Bishop next week.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you love me or something.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I do.
Who's on two?
Mail lady.
Mail lady.
Hey.
Hi. Well, she and Smurfette sound like they're riding together this morning.
They're super pumped, man. That was a jam. That Mama Cass jam is it's so good.
I need so much more Mamas and Papas in my life.
Right?
Yes. I need so much more. And you know what I need even more?
What's that?
Oh, my God. Emily, we are taking Rich with us.
I need that in my life. We are going karaoke with Rich Homie. We're going to have shirts made. It's going to be amazing.
You know what? I would go, if he goes, if he's going to go karaoke, I would go to watch
tonight, 8 o'clock, Pratt Pub. You'll, let's do it.
There you go, Pratt Pub. We have got to do this. We got to make this happen, Emily.
You'll love this story because, you know, I was on TV for 33 years, and I had a karaoke rule. The DMA, the Dominant Market Area, I have a 180-mile rule. I do not karaoke within 180 miles. But Panama City was 184. So I did it in Panama City. I did it in the Bahamas. I've done it in various cities. I've done it in New Orleans. I've done it in Memphis. Yeah.
Well, we still
can. Please tell me there's footage of this somewhere.
I've got stills.
Oh, my gracious. Well, then Mobile would still be in the radius.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that makes me sad because I like doing karaoke at Haley's down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's.
We can somehow make this happen.
Though. I don't know. I'll socially kidnap him one day.
There you go.
Get a karaoke thing in the studio. We could all.
It's not the same. It is not the same.
No.
Because I've heard the News and Views guys talk about doing karaoke in the studio. It's not the freaking same, man. No. You've got to do in a smoky bar with
vodka
and whiskey and
lots of gin.
And you've just, because you need the crowd reaction. It's the whole point. We're all entertainers.
Yeah. Well.
That's the thing. You gotta have the interaction. I mean, we could do it in the studio, but it's not. I can't reach my maximum karaoke.
I'm awful as far as my voice, but that doesn't matter. It's the mannerisms and it's the demonstrative effect that I have that sells it.
I mean, the interaction. Y'all, you've never seen 84 do Lady?
Oh my God!
By Kenny Rogers, it made his wife cry. Lauren cried.
Well, thank you for the call, though. We appreciate it. And,
I'm
glad
no problem.
Like the moms and papas.
I will see you soon. I love them.
Yeah, great. Good deal.
Thanks for calling. Have a nice day.
Sounds like we hit a high note, no pun intended, this morning.
But,
that's right.
Careful with your ham sandwiches this morning. Don't choke on them.
Oh, Rich.
It's not true that happened, by the way.
That did not happen, right.
It's just an urban myth.
Yeah.
She did not die that way.
Bless her heart.
27.
No, she had a heart attack.
Yep, 27.
It is 7:19. You could say too many. And what are you eating for breakfast?
Yeah,
a hockey puck-sized ham sandwich.
Correct.
Because my breakfast that I cook with love in them are unhealthy.
I'm almost twice 27, though.
Did well in math, did you, in school?
27 was
good. Oh, yeah, I'm more than half, more than twice 27.
27 was okay. It was okay.
It's that picture that's in this month's Boom.
Are you 27 in that picture?
Very close to it.
Yeah.
Devastatingly good looking too.
I tell you what.
I say so myself.
Yeah.
Since we're doing a little bit of a throwback here, let's visit the cars in the category under 10,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used. These, in a way, are throwbacks because some of these cars go back a few years, but you'd never know it from the way they look. So if you're shopping for a car for a new driver in the family, or you're looking for something a little larger because you're in the, like this. Dodge Grand Caravan, $4,800. Let's take a look inside that if you need it for the carpool or you occasionally have to transport something large. Click through the photos and see for yourself how amazing these vehicles are, not just from the outside, but inside as well. These are not, look at that. Look at that interior. That is dazzling.
Beautiful. No chocolate stains or anything.
Nothing. Nothing. And plenty of cargo space there, too. So if you got a business and you need something without breaking the bank, I'd just like to find out what that could cost per month. As low as $35 a month.
You can put a chocolate fountain in there.
You could fit one. You could. Yeah.
That's your top criteria for looking at cars.
I could start a new business. Chocolate fountain on wheels. Heels on wheels, I'll call it. They have a great selection, not only of vans and SUVs, but economy cars, starter cars, all the safety features intact. Most importantly, though, what's under the hood is ready to deliver reliable driving miles. See Tip Tames and that great team of people at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com. Who do we have here?
Chad.
the legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad?
Yes! Yeah. Tis indeed. I think we can all conclude safely that an injection of water in your arm would have been better than the flu shot this year.
Yeah, somebody was telling me that last night at Baumhauer's. They had the flu shot and they got it anyway.
Right.
46 states it's widespread.
Mm-hmm.
And the only ones that's not widespread are like, you know, Vermont, Rhode Island, where it's just too damn cold for even the flu to go to.
New Hampshire. Right,
that's true. No, not even the flu wants to travel that far.
I heard that it was 10% effective. That's
10%, crazy.
10%.
Well, you know, it seems like the folks I've been around, they're getting either the intestinal flu or they're getting the, you know, the upper respiratory.
That's what I've got.
Yeah,
that's
I
got.
Yeah, I had the upper respiratory. My wife had the upper.
I got the upper respiratory. Yeah.
I'd much rather have that one.
So, I got the drink enough Maker's Mark and you'll survive it.
That'll work. Hey, if you're going to feel bad, you might as well go all the way. You know?
Yeah.
Feel excellent.
you feel excellent, right?
Tamiflu helped. It really did.
Yeah. My kid's sister, her husband got the flu,
mm-hmm.
and they made her take Tamiflu so she wouldn't get it.
I took every last capsule, and it really minimized my experience with the flu and got rid of it quicker.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Tamiflu. By the way, you know what's been enjoyable the last couple of nights?
What's that?
I've been getting on YouTube and watching all the highlights, replays, and reactions on the national championship.
Why are you going to make Rich mad? He's in a good mood today, Chad.
Well, I don't mean to make him mad, but it is kind of funny watching.
We played all of those yesterday afternoon on Happy Hour.
Yeah, oh, I heard them, yeah. And I watched some of the ones that you played on there, like the, you know, the Mexican guys and the Russian announcers and everything.
Yeah.
But, my favorite one's still the Georgia Network announcers.
Oh, God, yes, that is hilarious.
No, and we just lost the game.
That's pretty much it.
And watching some of the home videos of people in their...
Tell you what, Chad, we're going to go into this break. I'll play that for you.
All right, buddy. I'll be good. Hey, listen, it's good to talk to y'all. Have a good one.
See
you too.
All right, first I have to put the sound on.
Thank you, Bailoa. Try to make up for it. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
Y ahora sí despertó el público. Tango Manoa con el pase largo. ¿Quién es su hombre? ¡Touchdown! ¡Alabama es el campeón!
Three receivers right, one to the left. Straight back to pass. Going deep. Throwing it down the far sideline. And it is caught! For a touchdown! Devontae Smith wins the national championship. Down the left sideline and wide open behind the defense.
Now,
here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone, touchdown,
Alabama,
it's Eli.
Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama, and the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
Now the Georgia Network.
16 yards, second 26 on the 41, they say. Tagovailoa going downfield, he's got a man open, oh my God, touchdown, Alabama has won it.
Get me off
we
the
just
air.
Lost him in the secondary, too deep, got behind our cornerback, and the Crimson Tide, sweet jubilation for them as the dogs are heartbroken.
Sweet jubilation. I will listen to Eli Gold any day of the week.
I will listen to Eli's Coming any day of the week.
Eli.
That's such
coming.
A great song. That is just such
I don't know that song.
Great song. What?
I don't know that song.
It's Three Dog
Nightmare. Oh, my God. Do I have to play that one, too? Like
Three Dog Nightmare.
Yeah. All right. We've got Random Facts coming
with
up.
With Amy.
Amy Hayes will be here to do that for you. A reminder to take care with all of this flu going around.
Hi, folks. This is Jimmy Dean with Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage. There seems to be a panic in this country with the swine flu. Now, most folks know you can't get swine flu from eating pork. But there are some of you who still think eating Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage will expose you to the virus. Well, I say if you can't fight them, join them. Introducing Jimmy Dean's Premedicated Pork Sausage soaked in Tamiflu. Why wait till you get sick to get treatment? Load up on swine now and protect yourself. And coming soon, Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Premedicated Sausage soaked in vodka. For protection with a buzz. Jimmy Dean's. Have some sizzling at your house.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Jerry Howell in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. 65 and 85 doing okay. As far as accidents go, we're seeing more and more people on the roadway minute by minute. We just checked 31 out of Prattville, 331 by the Hyundai plant, also Troy Highway and Wetumpka Highway. All in all, controlled chaos. Just be careful. Get your new career started now at Trenum State, the College for Real Careers. Complete the admissions and financial aid process. Register for many term B classes that begin March 7th. Call 420-4200. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. And this political season, I endorse adorable kitty posters. My favorite kitty poster is the one where the kitty's licking its paws. Or is it the one where it's playing with a ball of yarn? No, I think it's the one where it has on a hilarious sombrero. Oh, what does it matter? All kitty posters say the same thing. Smile, Morgan, because a world with adorable kitties is a world worth living in.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. Want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
7:30 already.
Can't remember when I was up on time. Something about looking that makes me late. Still have a sleep while I'm driving the interstate.
And now it's time for
Amy, because I'm too lazy to do
random facts. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me get Amy real quick. Okay. Did you know, regarding humans, a giant is a person between 7 and 9 feet tall? The condition is caused by overproduction of growth hormone in childhood, resulting in persons between 7 feet and 9 feet in height. Therefore, they are giants.
Do you have other applications for the term giant? Because, a giant is often... there's giant, you know, like the giant Gila monster. Mm-hmm. Well, what qualifies that?
That one, yeah.
How can you use that word? Where does it stop? Where does it start?
Yeah. Sometimes I think it's misused.
Well, I mean, this was in regards to humans. I led with that.
You may continue now.
Thank you. Did you know that elephants are the only land mammals that cannot jump? Unlike all other mammals on Earth, elephants do not have kneecaps. Therefore, they are unable to bend their legs and acquire the needed propulsion to leave the ground.
Who knew?
Where's Simba, the birthday elephant?
I don't know.
I just had her put in.
There's Simba.
I forgot about the birthday elephant. Did you know the average adult human brain weighs about 3 pounds, the same weight as the average brain of a dolphin, which is also a very intelligent animal, like humans? But there are animals with larger brains that are not considered to be as intelligent as a dolphin. For instance, a sperm whale has a brain that weighs about 17 pounds.
But as dumb as a sperm
But not
a
so smart.
Whale. Yeah.
You tell that to the sperm whale.
Did you know that President Theodore Roosevelt established the first national monument, which was Devil's Tower in Wyoming, on September 24th, 1906?
Been there. It's an amazing thing to see. It's the core of a volcano.
I always remember, what movie do I remember when I think of Devil's Tower?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yep.
Sorry, I had to sip my tea. My throat's a little sore.
By the way, the best place on the planet to skywatch, too, because the air is so clear there. We camped outside Devil's Tower. And you just look up and you see shooting star after shooting star.
And the Milky Way.
Yes. It's Milk Day, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Did you know there is actually a flower that smells like chocolate?
Just give those on Valentine's Day.
Nope. The chocolate cosmos is a plant from Mexico that can grow up to 24 inches high and has a maroon-colored flower on it. It's famous for its chocolatey scent, but don't eat it. No part of the plant is edible.
Chocolate flaked.
Did you know that we know through many scientific tests that red causes us to feel hungry, the color red? And we know that yellow makes babies think they're in the sunlight, so they cry to tell their moms that they don't like it. So red makes you hungry. Yellow makes babies cry. Avoid McDonald's.
That's good.
Did you know? Although the process of weathering turned the copper covering of the 1886 Statue of Liberty from brown to its current green, and that was a gradual change, color images indicated that the transformation from brown to green was complete by 1920.
On what?
The Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
It was a natural process, but it was so gradual that it just took from 1886 to 1920 for it to go from brown to green. Did you know your ears pop in airplanes because the air high above the surface of Earth is less dense than air near the surface? Because air near the surface has all the air above it pushing down.
You know, there's places you can drive and your ears will pop.
Yeah, your inner ear has air trapped in it, and as the atmospheric pressure changes, it causes pressure on your eardrum.
I sometimes chew gum on a plane.
Yeah, I do that too. My ears are bad.
Let me just recommend one thing. I was flying to Chicago. I had a bit of a cold, and when we got up to a certain altitude, the pressure backed up.
Yeah.
Everything. I was literally deaf for several days. It was terrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
It was the only time I ever went to visit my folks where I said, I wish I hadn't done this because it was a terrible thing to deal with.
Did you know armadillos like to swim? And they're very good at it. They have a strong doggy paddle and can even go quite a distance underwater, walking along the bottom of streams and ponds. They can hold their breath for 4 to 6 minutes at a time.
Wow. That's pretty talented. How come they don't know that cars are dangerous?
No, that's true. That is true.
Lord help
Especially out in Texas, right?
Right. Did you know it's a common misconception that sleepwalkers should be left alone? This idea is believed to come from an old myth that said a person's soul would leave their body during sleep, so waking them was seen as dangerous because they would become soulless. You can, in fact, wake sleepwalkers without causing them harm, though it may be difficult to wake them up. It's probably best, though, that you just coax them back to bed.
So it is.
Yeah, it's all in the approach. You just can't go up to a sleepwalker and say,
wake your butt up!
And, hey.
Oh!
Wait a
minute.
Cat facts.
Oh, okay.
Yay! Did you know In the 1960s, the CIA tried to turn a cat into a bona fide spy by implanting a microphone into her ear and a radio transmitter at the base of her skull. She survived the surgery, but got hit by a taxi on her first mission. How horrible is that? Like, you go through all that excruciating pain, and then... What?
Kitty X-12.
Bless it. And those are your random facts.
Hey!
How about that?
I got one. I got a question for you.
Okay.
If you want to... So, no. I'm a question for our listeners.
Oh, for the pop quiz that's coming up. Yeah. And a chance to win $10 of free shopping and food outlet. We're chicken tenders, Miss Bailey Thomas. Are $1.86 a pound. We'll be loading up on those this weekend. And ground beef is $1.98. So Sloppy Joe next week, Amy.
Sloppy Joe.
Ooh, maybe fried, because I've got to bring in my new frying pan that Rich gave me. I can make delicious fried bologna. Mm. Brian Bologna's only four 12-ounce packages for $5. Wow, I can make bologna for everybody except Rich.
Why can't you have bologna?
And then put it on Surefine bread, which is like 64 cents a loaf. Yeah, you could save all the... Oh, Surefine medium eggs, key lime pie time, $2.92. That is for the 2.5 dozen package. And red ripe tomatoes, 95 cents a pound. These are the specials. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. Do yourself a big favor. Visit one of the three food outlet locations. Compare what you pay there to what you're paying at the chain store. And realize, oh, what a fool I've been. I could have been saving not just pennies and nickels and dimes, but serious dollars by doing my big weekly grocery shop at the food outlet nearest me. There's one on Highway 14 in Postcard Lake Millbrook, Main Street in Cat Heaven, and I'll see you Sunday morning by those chicken tenders.
Yes, you will.
As I text Bailey to let her know. She's being taken care of. Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. We'll have our pop quiz question, but first...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
We're in the 60s this morning. I didn't even have to wear a jacket to work, but big changes are right around the corner. Today, mostly cloudy, very spring-like. 69 yesterday, low 70s today. Spotty showers possible at times. In fact, just enough sprinkles and drizzle this morning to get the windshield wipers going. That'll continue on and off through this evening. Then showers becoming likely later on in the overnight hours tonight through midday Friday, with a cold front swinging through the state. Tomorrow is a day of falling temperatures. I mean, around dawn, we start around 60, then fall into the 50s, then it becomes windy, and we fall into the 40s, and then into the 30s, and then down to about 30 by dawn on Saturday. Saturday is a cold, raw winter's day with sunshine, but temperatures in the 40s will feel more like the 30s. Down to 24 Sunday morning, up to about 42 Sunday, if we're lucky, and another surge of colder air arriving by the middle of next week, a reinforcement, if you will, but perhaps the coldest air we have seen yet. Watch my morning video this morning. It is worth your time. It will raise your eyebrows. This morning, with east winds at 7 miles per hour, drizzle in the area. Temperature 63 at Maxwell, 62 at Danley Field. Cloudy skies at 740.
All right, my message just moments ago. As you're ready to go food outlet shopping, we can get you a $10 head start with the correct answer to today's pop quiz question. Here with that question is substitute quiz master Rich Thomas.
Well, we mentioned, or Amy mentioned, several weights of various brains. And, for instance, a dolphin has a 3-pound brain just like us humans. I want to know, how much does a sperm whale brain weigh?
Real talk. Call us at 272-9228 if you have a guess. That's 272-9228. We understand that some of you are listening on the app and you'll hear this on a delay, so we'll hang on just a second while you get to your phone and make that call. Yeah, there's a call.
Yeah, 272-9228. We'll look for your excited calls after we check traffic.
Good Thursday morning in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. I'm Jerry Hell. I've been watching all the interstates, and as far as major accidents, we're still doing good. This rain is slowing things down this morning, so a little extra time. We're in the busiest half hour of the morning right now. If you're on 85 particularly, be careful on all those exit ramps from Chantilly all the way down to the interchange. Over 30 Toyota RAV4s are available for you to choose from at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. LEs, SEs, XLEs, limited editions, all at frozen prices. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Wong.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you queuing up winners over there? Are you inviting people to your birthday party?
What does that mean? What do you even mean by that? I am a kind person, believe it or not.
You are amazing is what you are.
I've got really great phone etiquette.
But since Jay's not here, I have no idea who's on what line. So.
Oh, but I know. I have the power.
Where am I going first?
Where do you want to go?
To the first caller.
Okay. Well, that would be line one.
Okay.
John H.
Hey, John H. How are you?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Pretty good.
We're looking for the weight of a sperm whale brain here.
17 pounds.
That's correct.
You are correct, sir.
You win.
Flawless victory.
Still dumb as a stump. Right. That's correct.
Any other questions you want to see just to see how close John H. was paying attention? Okay, John, thank you for...
Hey, if you hang on the line, I'll get your information, okay, John?
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll be able to redeem that Food Outlook gift certificate at any of their three locations now. Who's on to...
Isabella.
Oh, Isabella. Hi, Isabella. Isabella.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Hey, make sure your radio's turned down.
17. It was. Somebody guessed it already, yeah. Isabella. We're sorry, but thanks for calling. How you doing? You feeling all right? Good.
On your way to school, what are you studying in school these days? Besides boys.
Not much.
Okay, well, it was nice to talk to you. Try again tomorrow, okay?
Thanks.
Have a good day, Isabella.
Bye, Isabella.
That breaks my heart.
I know.
I love it when the kids participate
in our
show.
She's so sweet. She's so kind.
She is a doll. 7:43, we got Fox Business. Then we're back with...
You never gave me a conundrum.
You
sound like Lynn Anna. I never gave you a rose garden either.
The Fox Business Network. Delta Airlines is reporting better than expected business for the end of last year. Though its earnings were weaker than a year ago, excluding one-time tax expenses, its quarter actually topped year-ago numbers. Delta made more money, and it was flying more passengers. Samsung is being sued in France. Two rights groups are accusing the phone company of labor abuses at factories in China and South Korea. Specifically, the lawsuit accuses Samsung of misleading advertising. Samsung isn't commenting on the lawsuit, but on its website, it says it maintains a world-class environment, health infrastructure, and rigorous standards to safeguard employees' well-being. Butterfinger and Baby Ruth candies could have a new owner by the end of the week. Nestle is selling its U.S. chocolate business, and it's expected to select the buyer soon. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But?
Your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But?
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots. Forecasting, outstanding.
But?
But please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Today's show is brought to you by Thursday. We've already started drinking. Have you?
I try, and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Your business depends on your computer systems. They go down, you're dead. Viruses, backups, ransomware, failures, you may not know how it works, and you don't need to. Bachelor Technology does. We're a team of engineers who will keep your network monitored, safe, running fast, and backed up. We worry about your network so you don't have to. BT.com. Bachelor Technology. BT.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gadgets are being unveiled in Las Vegas at what used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show.
The human programmers never taught us to recognize the year 2000.
Who's in the mood for a Thursday show?
Someone's listening to me. Now I know how a radio feels.
The first order of business is to blame everything on the guy before me.
Obama knew about Russia, and he did nothing about it.
Showtime.
It is 7:49, and we're ready to do a conundrum and give away $10 of fine dining at the Seafood Bistro.
Yeah. Oh.
Where our friend Paul is proprietor, and they're getting ready to make their big move. And here is your conundrum.
Okay.
The average person will clean this about every 110 days.
Hmm. Hmm.
What is it the average person will clean about every 110 days? 272-9228, if you have the winning answer on this.
Call and talk to me.
Yes, you get to talk to Amy answering the phone today. That's part of the joy of participating in this conundrum. And then if you have the winning answer, you will win $10 that will absolutely, I think, fill you and someone else up.
I mean, you can get lunch dinner out of it.
It's true, because the portions are so large.
They are.
Yeah.
At
I agree.
Bistro.
Yes.
And
so
we'll have Emily run down some of the menu favorites in just a couple of minutes. Again, that number is 272-9228. While we're waiting for those lines to fill with your calls,
Mr. Sandman,
let's say good morning to this gentleman here. Hello, David. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey. Not bad. We're getting better. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, me too. I'm about over my crud, so I feel a lot better. But I've been getting a good night's sleep on a good mattress, and everybody should have a good mattress. It doesn't have to be an expensive mattress. We've got a lot of really good mattresses at very good prices. But we do have some fabulous luxury mattresses, you know, the Tadale Latex and some great memory foam products. And they're all on sale. We've got, you know, we had a little fire. We've got still have some mattresses left that we're closing out from the fire sale. But most of our stock now is fresh, new inventory. But we're giving great deals on those, too, because in about 2 months, we'll be moving back into our old location, and I don't want to have any inventory to move back. So I'm starting a, next week I'll be starting a moving sale, and we're going to just blow out everything that's in that Rudd's Furniture Building. So if you need a mattress, headboard, bed, pillows, whatever, we've got it. It's on sale. We think we've got the best prices in town on everything. So come see us in the Rudd's Furniture Building on Atlanta Highway inside the bypass. Or in Millbrook, they'll be running the sale too. 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side on Highway 14.
All right, let's hope we can help you achieve that goal of having to move absolutely nothing back to the original location when it's ready to go.
That'd be wonderful.
We hope to do it for you, sir.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. All
righty. See you, David.
Okay, a little slow on the start here.
It's okay. We've got Ethel.
I've also got the Libyan National Anthem to play.
Y'all, please don't do this. Now, come on.
So what is this thing? The average person will clean about every 110 days or about 3 times a year.
What you think, Ethel? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say your oven.
Oven.
Oh, interesting.
Give me oven. No, but it's a very good guess.
It is a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's a good one. Thanks, Ethel.
I don't think I've ever used my oven. I've used the oven in my apartment once.
Have you used the cleaning feature, you know, the
self-cleaning?
I haven't had to clean it.
Oh, okay.
I baked some things for the housewarming party I had that y'all didn't come to, and that's the last time I used it.
Here we go again with the party that nobody
didn't come to.
It's okay. I see where I rank in your life, and it's not very high.
Nobody came to my sip and see. I gave her a nice gift card. That seems to have been forgotten.
Oh.
Nice little housewarming gift card.
Why Dallas theme? Why not eclectic theme or Tallahassee theme?
Because Dallas, I mean...
Don't distract her. The phones are ringing.
I'm sorry.
I'm such a simple woman. I can't handle much.
Simple woman. Walking down the...
I don't know who this is on line one, but
it's Anita.
Anita.
Anita Winner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
I'm going to guess your fridge.
She says the average person will clean the refrigerator that often.
You won. I'm so
excited. Oh, mine needs it so bad. It's been much longer. Much longer than 110 days. Oh, my gosh.
We just got to win our eats. You want to hang on?
Yeah, you're right. That's it.
So you are going to Seafood Bistro with a $10 gift card.
Great. Now, I'm going to get a... Go ahead.
Now what? What? Huh? What? Huh?
I'm going to get a crawfish po' boy.
You should.
I love them.
You should. Have you had their gumbo?
I have.
Do you
love it too?
Oh,
yes.
Good, good. I'm happy to be talking to you, Anita.
Anita, is this true in your case? How often do you clean your fridge?
Well, I'm a clean freak, so I really kind of clean mine every 2 or 3 weeks.
Y'all know what's in mine.
Tina, could you come to
what
my...
What is in yours?
Could you please come to my house and clean my refrigerator?
I could do some damage.
I have a stick of butter, a thing of Papa John's garlic butter. I think there's some shredded cheese and maybe some salsa.
It looks like...
And the only time it ever changes is when I know I'm going out and I make sure I'm loaded up on Gatorade.
You open mine, it looks like 47 people live there. I swear.
Bless. I have nothing in my fridge. In my freezer, I've got ice for days.
It's
I'm gonna pay somebody to clean mine.
I guess I should do it more often.
Yeah.
Mine's
got crud.
We'll be changing decades in a couple of years. I'll get around to it.
Bless it. Hang on, Anita, I'll get you info.
Hey, stand by.
Who's on two?
It'd be Leonard.
Who's on first?
Hey, Leonard, how are you?
Hey guys, I'm doing good.
Hey.
That was my guess. I was gonna go with fridge.
Fridge,
But I would love to give a testimonial about Seafood Bistro real quick. If that's cool.
Sure.
Okay. So like we're talking about the gumbo, right?
Right.
Me and my family, we just got back from Disney, and we had one of the restaurants we went to had gumbo, right? Mm-hmm. And if I had to put them side by side, like the Disney gumbo and Seafood Bistro, I would go with the Seafood Bistro. So. Paul's is better than Disney.
And cheaper, too, by the way.
Yeah, probably. Just a little. But, no, I just wanted to, be positive, tell you guys you're doing a great job as usual, and I just didn't want to hang up on you guys.
I
just keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Bye, guys. We're very grateful. So he did a nice job. What?
My hair got caught in my headphones.
Oh, that's horrible.
Ow.
Oh, whenever that happens.
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. It's
pretty wretched.
Especially when, because it's one thing if you grab, you know, a hunk of hair in the middle of your head. But it's those tiny, you know, those fine hairs on the side that get caught in there. Yeah. And, man, when those get pulled, that hurts like hell.
It's better to grab a whole bunch of hair and pull it than just to have a little piece.
Well, I don't want to have to pull your teeth. I know I don't have to get you to talk about Seafood Bistro. Leonard just did a nice testimonial.
Oh, I missed it. I was on the phone with Anita. She and I were talking about Seafood Bistro since she just won the gift card.
He was talking about the fact that he just went to Disney and
he got to go to Disney.
He said he put if you could put the gumbo from Disney right next to the gumbo from Seafood Bistro, he said he would choose Seafood Bistro.
Of course you would, because let me tell you about Paul and Jessica Doe. These folks are from Mobile, Alabama. And y'all know how I feel about Mobile. But they are from Bayou La Batterie and Dolphin Island. You're not going to find any better gumbo outside of the Gulf Coast than you're going to find right down there. Up here at the Seafood Bistro, they know what they're doing with seafood. This is not a game. This is very serious. When you get Cajun spices involved, you got to know what you're doing, or it's going to be too much or too little. You got to be just right. And the gumbo is just right. So you need to boogie on over to 5780 Woodmere Boulevard. That is the original location of the Seafood Bistro that'll be open for a few more months while they prep out the area over here on Perry Hill, which is where they're moving to in March. It's amazing. You'll thank us for it later. Trust me. Get the gumbo. Save your life. Roll Tide. Seafood Bistro, 279-7500. Find them online at theseafoodbistro.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
There's always a football game on there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
What games are they showing?
I don't know, but, man, football is amazing. So
football's amazing, yeah. I just find that to be one of the charming features. And let me add my two cents, because Mrs. Brutterbottle's a big fan. But in particular, I could eat. And they give you a huge serving, too. Their French fries are the best.
I know you really love their Diet Coke.
Yes, it's the right.
Because the soda and
well, you know, you can talk about Maker's Mark versus other boozes.
Maker's Mark is the best whiskey.
I, even when I was drinking, couldn't tell you because I wasn't drinking for the taste. But I do know this, that their soda mixture is top-notch.
You got to get that carbonation with the syrup just right. Mm-hmm. And they do, because they get everything just right over there.
You know, even their ice is the best because it lasts. You know, it takes me about 15 minutes to get home. So if I get a large Diet Coke there, when I get home, it's still, like, the ice is still there. It's not watery.
The good ice.
The good ice. We're going to take a quick look at traffic here. 8 o'clock Fox News coming up. And then whatever hijinks we have planned for the 8 o'clock hour, including News of the Weird and an overabundance of Morning Maroon nominees today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Jerry Howell in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. We just checked 65 southbound coming out of Millbrook and Prattville. All that's very busy right now, all the way down to the interchange. But as far as accidents go, at this second, we're looking okay. 85.